Yes, we've almost lost Detroit this time. Yeah, this time.
And how Detroit has come to represent for many Americans the worst of what the recession has done to the country's once powerful manufacturing capitals. This was once called the Paris of the Midwest. It is now the poorest major city in the U.S. In the past decade, the city population has declined by 25%. And while Michigan's unemployment rate is under 9%, in Detroit, it's nearly 18%, and there's probably more layoffs coming. A $265 million budget deficit and $13.2 billion in long-term structural debt. And the man who's at least partly in charge of fixing all of that is Dave Bing, the city's mayor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be here. Thank you very much.
You know, first of all, I have to ask you, I mean, you were a longtime beloved basketball player. You've been a very strong businessman in the community for a long time, beloved by the city of Detroit. And yet now I go and talk to citizens. I talked to somebody about the bus problems yesterday. I asked her whose fault it was. She said, Bing. And I spoke to another woman last night, and I said, what's going on at the city? And she said, why can't Bing get the lights on? What is it like for you to hear the citizens of Detroit now blaming you?
Well, you know, the easiest thing, I believe, is to point fingers and lay blame. And that doesn't solve the problem. The problems that we're dealing with today are problems that have been here for the last 10, 20, 30 years. And the problem is that nobody did anything about it. As we were losing population, as we were losing revenue, we didn't make the necessary cuts in city government so that you could have a balanced budget. And so now everything is heaped on this administration at one time. And, you know, I could have done some of the same things, you know, people before me did. And that was put my head in the sand and act like a better day is going to come and you don't have to make change. Well, change is something that people truly don't like. And we have to make some tremendous changes over a short period of time. And nobody likes that.
You know, with the recent deal that you have going on with the state, you have avoided the state takeover. But at the same time, have you lost control over the city that you were elected to oversee?
Well, I think the accommodation that we sign is something that I don't truly like. But I had two options. One was, you know, let an emergency manager come in from the outside and run the city, or sign this agreement with a lot of tails on it, quite frankly. So the only thing I thought we could do was sign the agreement and look at what we can do over a period of time to work together with the state, with an outside board, and try to bring the city back, because there's so much that needs to be done. There's no doubt in my mind that we in this administration can't do it by ourselves. I've heard way too many times that we don't want help. We've got to have help, whether it's at the state level, whether it's at the federal level. I don't think that we can fix the problem here in Detroit without some intervention, and meaning resources. Not all the time money, but money will surely help. But you got to have resources that we don't have in city government today.
Well, the first thing that they're having you do, this state council, is throw out all the union contracts that you had negotiated with the unions. I want to read you something that Ed McNeil said. He's with the local chapter of the union AFSCME. He says, in saying that the union might vote for an illegal strike here, he says, you can't keep pushing people in the corner and expect they're going to lay in that corner and not fight. What happens if the city workers go on strike? Garbage not being collected, buses not running.
Well, it will be chaotic, no doubt about it. I'm not a anti-union person in my business as an automotive supplier. I was UAW and Teamster, so I've had to deal with the unions. And I'll tell you, Ed McNeil and I have gained, I think, a lot of respect for each other. We're not going to fix the city without labor coming to the table. So we went for about a two-month period where we were negotiating with labor, and their contracts had not expired. So that was pretty historic in itself. But I think we reached tentative agreements where labor came to the table with some tremendous savings for the city of Detroit. But when I took those savings to the state basically said, it's not enough, and never were able to tell me, well, what is enough? And so I have a real problem with that. But once again, there are a lot of issues that are coming on us at the same time, and we've got to step back from it and not not make some knee-jerk kind of emotional decisions. So we've got to be very careful in what we do as we move forward.
We're speaking with the mayor of the city of Detroit, Dave Bing. And I mean, I think for a lot of people outside the city of Detroit, they may look at some of these very optimistic auto sales and profit numbers. We just got the numbers from GM yesterday. They made a $1 billion profit and wonder, how can the Motor City not be doing well when the motor companies seem to be doing very well? Where's the disconnect?
The disconnect is that most of the automotive plants, are no longer in Detroit. They're in Michigan, but not so much in Detroit. So what we're trying to do strategically is say they're not going to build any more automotive plants in the city of Detroit, and not many across this country. But there are assembly plants. There's a supply base that I think we can capture some of the jobs or future jobs right now. So we're looking at the supply base. And on yesterday, we made an announcement that there's a joint venture with a minority company here in the city of Detroit that's going to relocate and create 500 jobs over the next year or so. Those are the things that I think we have to do. As a government, I don't think our job is to create jobs. It's to create the right kind of environment so investors and entrepreneurs will want to come here. Most of the jobs here in the city are city jobs, and that's not going to take us where we need to go. We've got to get the outside independent business owners to want to locate or expand in the city of Detroit, and we have to make sure that we create the right kind of environment.
What's going on in the city of Detroit that's different than any other major metropolitan area? What makes it worse here in Detroit than, say, in Cleveland or Baltimore?
Well, I think we've lost so much of our population. We have a very, very small middle class. So our tax-paying citizens are not here anymore. They've gone. They've left. They've gone out into the suburbs. And that's killing us. When we look at, our resources, meaning taxes coming into the city to provide services for the citizens here, we are constantly going south in every particular area. And, we haven't made the cuts historically, and they're all coming at us at one time. So you're losing your population, you're losing your tax base, you're not providing the services, just the basic things that's needed by your citizens. We got a tough situation with our schools from an education standpoint, and all of this is happening at the same time. A lot of people will say, let's just give it up. Let's, let somebody else come in here and do that. But I'm not about to do that. I do believe that we need help, and hopefully between Lansing and between the federal government, we'll get some support.
Dave Bing is the mayor of the city of Detroit. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good being here.
If you have a comment or a question for him, whether you're in the city of Detroit or outside of it, you can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.